USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Federal Emergency Management Agency chief says the magnitude of the COVID-19 pandemic has required them to re-examine and restructure their practices. Testifying before the House Homeland Security Committee, FEMA Administrator Pete Gaynor says the national stockpile of personal protective equipment was not sufficient.
Early on, it became clear that the scope and scale of this pandemic went far beyond what the stockpile was designed for. It could not be relied upon as the single solution for pandemic supplies in the United States.
The White House and Senate Republicans are discussing a side deal to extend the enhanced unemployment benefits set to expire at the end of the month. That's according to Republican Senator Rob Portman of Ohio. The $600 payment has come under fire by some Republican lawmakers because many workers who receive it get more on unemployment than they did prior to their jobs. You're listening to USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance. And MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by July 31st, and you'll save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second, and if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch, like more than 400,000 people already have, and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
While some believe it's an indication we're moving to a cashless society, experts say it's a matter of supply. USA Radio Network's John Clemens reports.
Industry analyst Ted Rossman with CreditCards.com tells us exact change is becoming a policy at many outlets.
A lot of major retailers, including Walmart, Kroger, CVS, Dollar Tree, a lot of companies are starting to acknowledge this and asking people to pay with exact change or with a credit or debit card if they can.
Rossman says it's not that we have a coin shortage, it's because the coins are somewhere else.
They're either locked up at a closed business or they're sitting in somebody's jar or piggy bank at their house. They're not flowing through the economy as they normally do.
With USA Radio Network, I'm John Clemens.
Mortgage applications are on the rise. They jumped by 4.1% last week, and purchase applications are also spiking 2% for the last week. You're listening to USA Radio News.
At the American Veterinary Medical Association annual convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA president, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at AVMA.org.
On Tuesday, former Vice President and 2020 presumptive Democratic nominee Joe Biden unveiled parts of his economic plan. Former economic advisor to President Trump Stephen Moore tells Fox News Biden's plan is going to raise your taxes.
American corporations and every shareholder in America with the biggest increase in the capital gains tax we've seen in the history of the country. There's also a new, people don't realize this is a 40% increase in the death tax. So after all these taxes, then you have to pay an additional 40% tax when you die. Look, we built a great economy before coronavirus. We had almost 1.5 million new manufacturing, construction, and mining jobs. Obviously, the economy got slammed by coronavirus. And the real question the American people are going to ask is, who do you trust to rebuild this economy as we move forward? Do you believe Biden, who wants to tax and spend, or a guy who's been in business and has shown he can build the economy once and he can do it again?
On the vaccine front, Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar shares some rather encouraging news.
We just signed a contract with global pharmaceutical leader Pfizer to produce 100 million doses of vaccine starting in December of this year, with an option to buy another 500 million doses.
Azar speaking there on Fox News at deal part of the new Operation Warp Speed vaccine program. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.